feel like you're being pulled down, and you don't need to do anything. I dive deeper into the blue. The pressure slowly starts to squeeze my lungs. My body is dense and heavy enough to fall into the depths by itself. And I enter what's called the freefall phase. I let myself be pulled by the depths, and I slide gently to the bottom. I let the water crush me. I accept the pressure and go with it. I relinquish all control and let go completely. The pressure starts to crush me, and it doesn't feel bad at all.
I drifted in and out of consciousness a few times. As though I was crossing over to the other side. During the 2.5 hours of the experiment, over to the other side 4 or 5 times.
Oh, it's like you're released or you're free or... I don't know how I can tell you. Inside. I've never seen such infinite beauty in my life.
This is too beautiful for people to look at. We're not meant to see this. I'm actually turning my head.
Very interesting colors. When I'm closed, not in a pipe or tunnel.
Lovely. This feeling comes over me of almost like the singing, you know, of angels or something.
I do feel fucking great.
Wow. Immediately understand why. Yeah. I feel great. Wow.
Why couldn't I have had this all my life? I just felt that times a thousand.
And every time they returned me to consciousness, I had the same thought. They've brought you back again. Back to the torment. To your physicality.
Nothing. I have no, I feel physical again, and I think this is a bad thing. All those things are so well known that there's no sense in doing them. I mean, it seems repugnant and realistic.
The first thing is really the weight.
I mean, you know, your body weighs so much. Everything that you try to hold in your hands weighs so much. You're trying to, you know, just reach with your hand and it weighs so much. I mean, such a different feeling after being weightless and floating.
It's an amazing place, and the only reason to come home was maybe to pay the bills, but certainly to see my family. I would have stayed in a minute.
Coming back was even much worse than the adjustment that takes place getting used to living out outside of this. You're tired, you're sore, you're stiff, hard to stand up. When I would stand up, blood would rush out of my head. I had hives and rashes anywhere my skin had touched, was touching anything, because it had not touched anything for a really long time.
I have nothing that... I'm tired here. I'd like to try a new place. I expect to go to hell. So, I'm just curious. I don't know what it's like there. Couldn't be any worse than it is here. I mean to say, when a person doesn't sleep and they can't... What is there?